So each of us decided to have a little look at little elements of our own money spending, whether it was what we spent in a day or what we could find in our wallet at any given moment. So this first small feature is me having a look through my wallet, which is not something I do very often. But yeah, have a listen and then we'll be chatting about personal finance.
I am going to go through my wallet, which I never do, and it just gets bigger and bigger with receipts and rubbish, and then every so often I clear it out. This could be interesting. I'm going to split things in my wallet into boring things and fun things. So, and there are a lot of just scrunched up receipts and 5p. First receipt is for Lidl. That's a bus ticket. Wilco. More Lidl. This is all groceries and boring things, so nothing fun. Front pocket. Not too many pockets. Okay, I have a 2p piece. Cha-ching. 7p. I have a Metro pass card. Okay, I've got a receipt for when we went out for fish and chips with my housemates. That's a nice thing. I'm going to put that in a nice receipt pile. I have a loyalty card from the nice lady in the cafe. That can go on the nice pile. And then I've got a ticket to the Louis Vuitton Foundation in Paris, where we went at the weekend, and that was €14, so that was kind of expensive, but that could also go in the pile of fun things. Okay, so this is from Campus. Fruit tea and a banana. Okay, that's going in the boring pile because that's food. This is, oh my gosh, it's one of those receipts you get after you take cash out, so I'm not going to look at that because it says my balance on it. This is from Bon Marché in Wimborne Road. Okay, yeah, I had to buy socks because I was running out of socks. I don't know how fun 5 black socks are. I mean, 5 pairs of black socks, and you get 5 black socks. That's going on the boring pile. This is a skincare voucher I got with a Boots receipt. £5 off No. 7 skincare. I can't buy No. 7 skincare at the moment on a student budget, so that's rubbish. This guy's again Lidl. That's £3.70 for butter and milk and bread. Another Metro card. I've got an Eden Project annual adult pass. That can go in the nice pile because that's fun. My library card. A Waterstones gift card with £2 on it from when I took back a Christmas present. This is my passport, which I always keep in my wallet, which probably isn't the best idea. So I'm going to put that somewhere safe. Oh gosh, a library items receipt that you get printed out when you take books out, which I need to keep an eye on because last time I got about £10 on fines for forgetting to take some stuff back. So that needs to be pinned up somewhere. Oh, another Lloyds Bank thing. Okay, I'm not looking at that. I think I've got denial. Okay, now I'm in the zippy pocket bit where the change is. Hang on. Okay. Right. Adding to the 7p I've already found is another 2p. So that's 9, 1p 10, 2 5p's, got 20p, 30p, 40, 45, 46, 47p, and €2.50. Cha-ching. And then in the back, oh no, and another 2p. There we go. Another 2p. What else have I got in here? Okay, this is the very back bit where, oh no, another penny. Okay, what's this? This is a receipt from Christmas for a pub I went to with my boyfriend, and I just keep this receipt because it was a really nice dinner. And then what's this? This is a card, a little card from a jazz club in Paris where I used to go, which I like and just keep for sentimental reasons. And then there's a little label that came attached to a bunch of flowers, which I keep because it's a nice memory. Now we're on to cards. National insurance card. E111. Another Metro card. My rail card. My driving license. I look like I should be in a register and half of my ID photos. My Lloyds Bank card. My bus key. My Boots Advantage card, which I love because it gets me free stuff eventually. My student card. And then I've got my access card, which I never use. And then a mini library card. Oh, and that's it. And then my wallet is empty.
Bournemouth's internet radio station. Burst.
Oh, that was a rather thrilling listen, that.
That's probably the most exciting thing anyone's ever heard in the history of Burst Radio. So you're welcome. You're welcome.
What would you find in your wallet, Leanna?
Well, I would find
your purse, yes.
A picture of my dogs. I would find some coins and cards. I have millions of cards.
That's currency in itself, though, pictures of your dog. You could buy things with that.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
I think the difficult thing, the thing I found difficult about going through my wallet is that you have to face up to what you're actually spending and what you're spending on, and looking at your receipts sort of highlights to you where you're spending the most. And I've always found that quite difficult. I'm a bit of a finance denier. Like, I don't like to know. I like to spend it and then never really, you know, think about it ever again.
I always panic about what's in my bank account, so I never look.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no, completely. It's the same with receipts. When I get a receipt out of the cash point after taking cash out, I scrunch it up and never look at it again because I don't want to know.
It's not good. I never get the receipt because I'm environmental and green.
I don't often have a choice. I think like they sometimes just have like cash with receipts and then
I'll be going to different
cash points.
Okay, so thank you very much, Olivia.
You're very welcome.
I made a little piece as well about the price of life and how much I spent over a day, which was actually last Friday when we did the first of these magazine shows. And I made a little piece which I'll play for you now. Hello, my name is Kieran and you're listening to My Life on Burst. So today is Friday the 19th of February, and I have a very busy day ahead of me at university. These can be pretty expensive, they could be inexpensive, depending on if I get lunch or snacks. I'd like to think I was careful with money, as I'm essentially living off savings whilst I'm doing my MA, so I don't really set a particular budget, I just try not to overspend. So yachts and champagne are pretty much out of question. For breakfast, I've had a bowl of Crunchy Nut, which I bought days ago, so I'm not going to really take that out of today's budget. Right, it's now about 11:45, and I've made my first purchase of the day, which is a clean edit of Ice Cube's You Can Do It for my hip-hop show, Street Knowledge. I got it off to iTunes, and it cost me 79p. Purchases like these aren't necessarily regular, as I often edit music I already own if it has swearing in it, but I don't own the song, so I just bought it anyway. For lunch, I was just planning on having a packet of crisps I brought with me from home, but instead I've gone out with my partner in the hope that I could cheer her up a bit. She's not having a really good day today. We're both on campus, so we've just gone to Dylan's on site. I'll just have a quick look at receipt here. I had top fries and a small Coke, and she had sweet potato fries and an orange juice, and that all came to £8.80. If I was being brutal, I'd probably say that it was £8.80 I wasn't looking to spend, but I kind of don't care really, because I just wanted to do something nice with my partner. So it's been quite a long day. It's just gone 10:30 in the evening, and I was doing so well. I had dinner at home, but again, I did shopping the other day. I'm not going to count that right now. I needed milk, so I ran downstairs to the co-op below where I live and grabbed a 2-pint carton just for £1.15. However, I have now given myself a little treat. There's a number of cheap documentaries on DVD from Amazon by production house and distributors Dogwoof. They make stunning documentaries. I'm currently halfway through one called... Let's have a look at here. What's it called? It's called Undefeated. So it got me researching. I've bought about 5 films now, and they're incredibly cheap with the free postage and packaging. 4 of them are just 90p each, which is unbelievable. And one is £2.50. So altogether, that's £6.10. But it was a rare treat, a celebration for not buying the Animal Collective album, which came out today, which I was very tempted by earlier. Before going to bed, I've had another flick through Amazon, which is a quite dangerous pastime now, and have bought a couple of presents for my best mate Lucy. Her birthday's coming up in early March, so I'm thinking ahead. I've bought her Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly on CD for £4.75, and a book on artisan pizza making, ooh yeah, for £3.79. However, in this, I've also bought something for myself again. I bought the first Kendrick Lamar album, Good Kid, Mad City, which was £3.32, showing that my resistance to not treat myself today has been pretty rubbish. All in all, the only necessity today was for milk, really, though lunch was nice, and I need to get stuff for Lucy's birthday anyhow. With the documentaries, the iTunes download, the Kendrick album as well, I spent £28.70 today. If I spend that much every day for a month, I'll be spending over £800, which is not really fiscally responsible of me when I'm trying to save money. That said, I did enjoy those chips.
Best Radio.
So that was my day.
Sounds like a good day.
Friday. Leanne, you said that was more epic than it should have been.
Yeah, you made it sound like an epic adventure.
It really was. Getting those chips.
Every day in Kieran's life is an epic adventure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so from a financial point of view, I think that probably your biggest spends are on, or on that day anyway, were on...
Treats.
No, we're on...
I never treat myself.
Things to listen to and watch and...
Yeah.
Which is important for a media student, I think. So actually, those could be filed under necessities.
I definitely have prioritised film and TV. TV and music, really. The Kendrick Lamar album I really wanted, and documentaries. It's what I do with my spare time
and
when I'm not
than...
with my girlfriend. Sorry, Caitlin. Well, I say sorry. We'll see if my sorry goes far later on, but yes.
And so. I also think that you're a very fan of Amazon.
I am. It's bad. You've told me off that before.
I think it's better than illegally downloading stuff, though. I think that's... Well, yeah. if you're going to spend,
true, it
it's better than stealing.
Okay, so now we're going to listen to my bit of My Price of Life, and I hope you guys enjoy.
My name is Liana, and this is My Life on Burst. How much does the day of my life cost? Well, I came from far away to live in this country, from a magical place called Brazil. The money we use there to buy our things is called real, or if you translate it in here, it would be roughly called royal. Unfortunately, our exchange currency doesn't value that much compared to English pounds. That means, for me, £1 actually costs 6 reais. Now, you can imagine that it can be a bit expensive for me to maintain myself in this country, so that's why I have to administrate my budget very wisely. With that being said, I don't regret to confess that practically 80% of my money ends up being spent on something everybody loves, food. I start my day with some lovely cookies, maybe a croissant at the uni for £1, and I also ask for some hot chocolate, as my favorite, for €2.05. Maybe later, still at uni, I can also buy some pizza, that's €3.85. So until now, I already said goodbye to £6.90. Next thing that I have to do every week when I go home is doing some laundry. I get my clothes, go up and down the lift 100 times, just to spend £2.30 to wash and £1 to dry. And when my day is coming to an end, guess what? I have to eat again. Maybe I could order some food, which generally costs me around £15, or I could get down to the grocery shop, buy some nice chicken strips, some veggies, baby potatoes for generally £9. But today, let's take the second option.
£4.
Later at night, when I'm about to sleep, sometimes I enjoy taking a look at Amazon, just to fill my basket with things that I want, but I don't really need. Then I like to pretend I'm going to purchase £300 worth of stuff at once, but then I cancel the order. Maybe some other time. Anyway, at the end, the price of one day of my life cost me around £19.20. For me, it seems very reasonable, after all.
Bournemouth Internet Radio Station. Burst.
Well, that was the price of my life. I try to spend a little bit because I feel guilty of spending my parents' money.
Are you funded by your parent then?
Yeah.
Yeah. How is it with the conversion rate of Brazil to England then? Is it quite hard?
Well, as I said on my future. £1 costs 6. Yeah, it's actually. It's very expensive.
Must be hard to sort of adapt to that as well. You buy a cookie and you feel like you've bought the company.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we've all learned something from our pieces, haven't we?
I think it's very interesting and important to know how much is going in and out and what you're actually spending on and that sort of thing. I think it's a very easy thing to ignore.